trip. You could not make this up. Oh, my.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, wasn't it? Well, the emotion, the intensity, all of it, all coming at the same time. Welcome, everybody, on a Tuesday, April 16th, to X's and Bros. It was as good as it got last night in the third. Prior to that, maybe not so much. You heard the call right there. I'm Bally Sports. Lucas Raymond not only got the game winner, he also got the game tying goal. He is red hot. Since the middle of March, 20 points in the last 17 games, 14 goals during that stretch. And as Chris Osgood pointed out, during the broadcast postgame last night, he said, these are playoff goals. These are playoff-type goals. And they are. It's unbelievable what the Red Wings were able to do last night. 13th time this year. 1-3, 13th time this year, they have come from behind in the third period alone to get a victory. And they had to have it last night. They win it in overtime against Montreal, coming from 4-1 down to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Red Wings now boast 89 points, the same number of points as Washington, one more than Pittsburgh, and two more than Philly. If Detroit wins tonight in Montreal, it's the tail end of a back-to-back in the last regular season game of the year, and Washington loses to Philadelphia, that's the ideal scenario. That's what they have to have. However, they have to win to get the 2 points, 91. Pittsburgh would then be, because Pittsburgh plays on Wednesday, Pittsburgh would need 3 points, and you can't get that. Pittsburgh right now with 88 points. If the Red Wings get a point and Washington loses, they don't know if they advance until Pittsburgh plays on Wednesday. And the reason being, if Pittsburgh happens to win and get 2 points, then they would go to the postseason. They play the Islanders, just so you know. If the Red Wings tie with 90 points, say they get 1 point, they get 90 points, and Pittsburgh gets 90 points, it's Pittsburgh who advances because of what we mentioned yesterday. The tiebreaker is regulation wins. Pittsburgh has 32 regulation wins. The Red Wings have 27. The win was great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from what Detroit did last night. I was on the edge of my seat, just like you were. It was not a regulation win. They remain stuck with 27 regulation wins. They're not going to catch Washington. They're not going to catch Pittsburgh. They wouldn't catch Philadelphia. Not that that's in any type of scenario here. All of those teams have more regulation wins. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. You could text the program, text Sports Radio to 21,000. And then you're included in the chat. And then we would love to hear from you via the text. So my name is Matt Shepard. We welcome your phone calls throughout the morning. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. That's the story. How many of you are comfortable talking hockey? I don't know. I mean, this is, you come from kind of a hockey-crazed area, a hockey-crazed state, if you will. You watch the games. You recognize certain players stepping forward, elevating their game, if you will. And you know what other teams need as well, I would hope. Here's what we do know. This team last night played with a lot of gumption and a lot of heart. Now, we could talk about, and I've had this debate with friends before, we could talk about how there are times when a player or a team in general is not necessarily playing to the effect that you wish they were. They're not digging deep. Like, last night, in that third period, you're thinking to yourself, this is desperation. This is desperate hockey. Where was that in the first and second period? You saw it at times. Are you seeing it all the time? That's what we want. And I understand it. It's hard not to want it. You want pitchers to be focused all the time. You want quarterbacks to be lasered in. You want basketball players to be in a groove. And you want hockey teams to give maximum effort. So do I. Is it always possible? It's really tough. It is really, really hard to do that on a regular basis. That's what you get paid to do. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, there were times last night, I guarantee you, you were thinking the same thing I was. This ain't happening. Too many posts. I mean, how many posts did they hit last night? Four? Five? Too many shots blocked? How many shots did Montreal block? They had 34 at the end of two periods. Might have been about 50. Chris Osgood on postgame show said about 50 he was estimating there. But you see that comeback, and you see that desperation. That is the type of learning lesson that younger teams get. Now, I wouldn't necessarily consider the Red Wings a young team, and I said this yesterday. But from a playoff experience standpoint, some of their and many of their key guys are not playoff experienced. Thus, they are somewhat green in that regard. Every game against Montreal, so be ready for this tonight too, okay? Every game against Montreal this year has gone to overtime. Habs have the most overtime games in the league. They've gone overtime in three games in a row. Here's what I always wonder about things like this. Do you really think, like, how much does that take out of a team? Emotionally and physically. Now, physically, they're used to playing back-to-backs. It's not a far trip to Montreal. But I wonder, emotionally, how much that can take out of you. On the other hand, and I don't know if you're thinking the same thing, but on the other hand, while I'm thinking that, I'm also trying to recognize the fact that Montreal has been out of it. They've lost three in a row now. It's a team that is younger than the Red Wings. They've made some mistakes. How much of their situation is looking down the road and saying, season is over, I'm ready to go? Now, remember, I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember when the Lions played at the Pontiac Silverdome. And the season was inevitably over after, you know, whatever, 13 games. And everybody started talking about what? I-75 eyes. In other words, jumping on 75 south and heading south to Florida or wherever they may be living. In other words, I'm out of here. The season's over. I don't care any longer. I'm done. I don't know if that's, I don't know the Montreal Canadiens. I don't think you find that very often in hockey. Because they're a young team, they're trying to make an impression for next year. But that had as much as that may take out of the Red Wings emotionally, that had to gore the Montreal Canadiens as well. Excited to talk about it with you this morning. 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. You can text Sports Radio to 21000. This is X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard throughout the great state of Michigan.
We play for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
Keep-in by Shane Gostisbehere.
I guess.
30 goals for Lucas Raymond. We've said it many times, and yes, more than ever before, Everybody loves Raymond.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Oh my, Zach, that's exactly how you felt when Shane Gostisbehere made that catch at the blue line. Simply spectacular. I love the description soon thereafter by Mickey Redman where he's like, this is what players work on. Players work on by jumping on boxes, box jumps, all right? Shane Gostisbehere may have made the play of the year. He wasn't a star. He wasn't one of the three stars after the game, even though he had three assists and had a couple of blocks. He's a guy who made the best play at the best time that led to the biggest goal, perhaps, in the biggest game so far. Now the biggest game is tonight. We all know that. But that jump at the blue line and catch on top of that, and I think this is why... Forgive my naivete here. I never played hockey, period. But when a guy makes a play like that and then has the wherewithal, the composure, the calmness, and the skill to softly backhand the pass to his left all in one motion, basically, that allows Detroit to score, that's the play we should all be talking about. I love what Lucas Raymond has done this year. 31 goals now, a career high. It was awesome, really was, what JT Comfort was able to do. A couple of goals, a career high 19 goals this year. But the play of the night was Gostisbehere at the blue line that allowed Lucas Raymond to get the game-tying goal. Dylan Larkin played really well. Mo Sider played really well. But that play by Shane Gostisbehere, who will be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season, and who is better known for his offense than his defense, we all know that. That's arguably the best play Detroit has had all season long. The difficulty, the moment, the game, and what it led to. Oftentimes, we'll see great plays made, and we'll say, we'll oftentimes forget it because it's not finished by somebody else or by the person who made the play. So, for example, if Lucas Raymond doesn't score there, are we really talking about that play? Probably not. We're talking about missed opportunities. And I think a lot of people will be talking about Lucas Raymond this morning, and for good reason, because that last shot was fantastic. His slight hesitation on the game-tying goal just to get the goalie down and moving in a different situation was fantastic. But that play by Gostisbehere not many people can make that play. They just can't. He's gifted offensively, very gifted. I don't like him defensively, but offensively, he's really good. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. No doubt the Huge Show will be talking about this later on this afternoon. Don't forget to check out Huge Monday through Friday from 3 until 6. We're across the great state of Michigan, 7 channels strong. Hello in Flint on WTRX Sports Extra 1330. Hello in Cadillac, WKAD, The Ticket 93.7 FM. The Blowtorch in Grand Rapids, WMAX 96.1 FM, The Game. Up in Grayling and Gaylord, WGRY 101.1 FM. In Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, reaching the Tri-City area, WLUN 100.9 FM, The Mitt. In Petoskey and Charlevoix, WMBN 104.7 FM, 1340 AM, The Ticket, Northern Michigan. And in Traverse City, what a beautiful part of the state of Michigan, WKAD 93.7 FM, The Ticket. Glad you're on board. We welcome your phone calls, 866-838-4843. You can also text us, Sports Radio to 21000. That opens the door for you. And then we read them on the air and comment. Who does the team get? Whoever makes the playoffs, whoever gets that 8 seed, who do they get? They get the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers were a 4-0 winner last night. Artemi Panarin had a goal and an assist. Igor Shesterkin made 26 saves for his fourth shutout of the year. The Rangers beat the Senators 4-0. They win the President's Trophy. The first time they have done that since 1994. They're really good. I think they're the best team in the East, not just because they're the one seed, but their balance. They're really good defensively, led by Jacob Trouba. They've got a strong offensive game. Shesterkin's been really good this year. Here's the positive. Now, it's also a team that was dumped in the first round last year. Here's the positive. I was reading about this the other day. I think it's eight times where the President's Trophy winner has lost in the first round. It does, you know, 8 different times the President's Trophy winner has gone on to win the Stanley Cup in the same season. 3 times they've been defeated in the Stanley Cup Finals. And there are, and I believe it's 8 times they've lost in the first round. I'm going to have to, Ben and I will double check on that. But I'm pretty sure I read that they lost in the first round. We know last year's team lost in the first round, right? We know the Boston Bruins lost in the first round. So we've seen it. You know what? Maybe it's not the first round. Maybe it's something. Let me double check that. So I'll get that to you a little bit later on. But it's amazing that in this sport, perhaps in this sport more than any other, that home ice, just like I've had this debate before with people, which sport does the home court, field, ice, whatever the case may be, benefit the most? Hockey, it sure doesn't seem to matter. You know, football, the emotion is definitely there, and I think it does matter. Baseball, you get your last at-bats. I don't think it's vital there. For some reason, I think home court does matter. Hockey, you get the last, you know, you get the last line change. That's it. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think they overcome it. Here it is. In addition, 8 President's Trophy winners have been eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. So that's interesting. That's looking way too far ahead. What we should be focused on is last night. Now, look, the euphoria of another comeback win is fantastic. And I don't want to be Mr. Negative, because there's really no room for that this morning. But we do have to be Mr. Realistic. Down 4-1 to that team is not what should happen. When a team is supposed to be as desperate as the Red Wings are, and they are, they had to have the win, and they got to win tonight too. You can't get behind like that and expect yourselves to come out on top all the time. It's just not realistic. They better start with better jump tonight. They better make the statement, quote unquote, quicker tonight. They better play with that angst earlier tonight to get that win in Montreal. 866-838-4843. That's the phone number, 866-838-4843. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000 throughout the great state of Michigan here on X's and Bros.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Coppercraft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday around the great state of Michigan. This is X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. He has been our producer. He is back with you as well. 866-838-4843. He gets lonely in the morning, so give him a call and let him know what you want to talk about. Tigers a loser last night, 1-0 to Texas. This is where sports can be really unfair, unfortunate, disappointing, and frustrating. Reese Olsen outpitched Michael Lorenzen last night. Reese Olsen gave up scattered 6 hits in 6 1/3 innings. All right? One double. One extra base hit for Texas. There are only 2 extra base hits in the entire game. It was a quote-unquote pitcher's duel. Maybe not a pitcher's duel. Not when Michael Lorenzen goes 5 innings and allows 5 walks. Tigers had chances, but Reese Olsen gives up 6 hits, walks 1, strikes out 8, saddled with the loss. The lone run plated in the Texas 5th on a Marcus Semien groundout. Tigers 9-7 on the year, 3-5 at home. Not that it matters all that much early on. When you're 16 games deep out of a 162-game schedule, it does not matter. Third place, 2 games back of Cleveland. Casey Mize throws for Detroit tonight in Game 2 of the series against the Rangers. Red Wings a winner in overtime. If you missed it, I kind of feel bad for you. If you missed it, you really missed something special. But you would have had a gamut of emotions, I think. Because folks, in sports, you really have to ride that wave, don't you? I think so. I mean, I do. But when you sit there and you go, you're down 2-0 right away, you're like, oh, my God, come on. What's going on here? Montreal's not that good. They're not playing for anything. You are. Are you gripping the stick a little tight? I don't know how players feel about that stuff. Some, they do. Others, they're okay with it. They've been in the situation before. There's plenty of guys on that team who have been in big games before. So I don't think it overwhelms them. But I do think there is a point that creates a, you know what, we've got to push here. We've got to get the next one. And then a friend of mine and I were texting last night, and we kind of said the same thing. He's like, got to get the next goal. Well, they do. They get the next goal. JT Comfort scores to make it 2-1. And then you're thinking, okay, you get the equalizer, then you take the lead, and then you can hold on, whatever the, you know, whatever your mindset is. I don't know. I mean, to each his own. Suddenly, what happens? It's a 2-1 game. You feel after one, you feel like, okay, Detroit has probably carried the play more than anything. Let's get rolling here and have a little bit better second period. Suddenly, Montreal scores. It's 3-1. 10 minutes later, they score again. It's 4-1. And there's a part of me, you know, I hate the defeatist attitude, but I couldn't help it. Because do you ever get the sense when you're watching a game, maybe you're listening to a game, there's a certain feel to a game. I'm not saying every one. Like if I was flipping back and forth last night watching Tigers and Red Wings, can't necessarily get the feel for the Tigers game. Like, you know what? This one's not happening. Just because it was low scoring, Olsen was keeping you in it. You felt like they should have taken advantage a little bit more of a can of double and the five walks that Lorenzen allowed. All that. The field necessarily wasn't there. But the Red Wings game, for me anyway, I had a feeling at 4-1, this is not happening. And it's not as much that I thought Montreal was that much better. It was more about, you know, sometimes the posts, the crossbars, they get in the way. You're just not feeling it. Do you know what I mean by that? Do you ever have that same sense? Suddenly, after Montreal makes it 4-1, 33 seconds later, Comfort scores again. And it's amazing how your emotions can change and how your spirits can be lifted. That goal was a really fortunate goal. Only because David Perron throws it across, and it was a shot. It was on net. On the back side of the goal is Comfort. It hits his body and drops. It doesn't ricochet toward the end boards. It doesn't ricochet toward the blue line. It doesn't get by him toward the sidewall. It drops to his left foot. And he bangs it home to make it 4-2. The third period was like a lightning bolt, man. Detroit was shot out of a cannon. I mean, they were just everywhere. There was a time, it's 5-on-5, and it looked like it was a 5-on-3. There was a time where Larkin carried the puck into the zone, went up the right side. If he's going right to left, he goes up the right side, weaves his way along the end boards, lost the puck for a moment, got it back, took it to the point, took it back in the slot. It's like he was toying with Montreal with his speed and skill. And then in the third, DeBrincat scores. Raymond gets the late goal. We've already talked about the incredible play by Shane Gostisbehere. And then the overtime game winner, which was a beautiful thing too. Because even though I didn't think Alex Lyon was very good last night, he made a massive save. And I mean a massive save. on, I think it was Justin Barron in the overtime, the kid from Holland, Michigan. Hats off to him. That's cool. Anytime a guy is from the state of Michigan and playing in the pros, it's not like I want him to do well and beat his hometown team, but I do root for him. So from Holland, Michigan, born and raised there before moving away to play some hockey, pretty cool stuff. Anyway, so Detroit gets that win. The play by Larkin, the pass from Larkin to Raymond in the game winner, the soft touch, again, broken down so beautifully by Chris Osgood and Mickey Redmond in Red Wings Live on Bally Sports afterwards. Just how soft the pass was. As Osgood said in the postgame, if he makes too hard of a pass and it goes through Lucas Raymond, it goes off his stick, you don't get that extra point. If Gostisbehere doesn't knock that down, think about how they have to regroup. So I'm stealing Osgood's analysis, but just in case you missed it. On the game-tying goal, off the stick of Lucas Raymond, with 18:43, that's when the goal was scored. So in other words, you've got about a buck and a half to go. Gostisbehere doesn't make that play. It goes over his head. The Red Wings go for a line change. Montreal does the same. The Red Wings have to make another push. And you lose probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 seconds, right? Then it's really on. Then the desperation really comes into play. And dare I say, panic. Probably more from fans than players. They try to keep it under control. And I can respect and appreciate that. But man, that is something else. Those are the plays. Like I look at the people who didn't have a chance to watch the game. Some of you may be working. Some of you may had an event. Some of you may have been watching your child play. Good for you. That's exactly what you should be doing. But if you didn't have a chance to watch the game, you'll look at the box score and you go, all right, Comfort was really good and Raymond was really good. And you see Gostisbehere had a nice night as well. But it's the plays within the game that oftentimes you don't always see in the final box score. The catch and save by Gostisbehere, the pressure by DeBrincat, not just the goal and an assist, but he had five shots on the night, and that pass by Larkin. And we can look at the box score and you go, Dylan Larkin had an assist, good for him. No, it was the key assist, and it was a beautiful pass. This team, they're top six, and you got to give credit to Lalonde here. You have to, because he basically rolled two lines down the stretch. You didn't see Zarnik play. You didn't hear Fisher's name called. And Joe Valeno was not out there. He's hitting the line that include Larkin and DeBrincat and Raymond and Kane and Kopp and Comfort primarily. Little bit of Robbie Fabry and David Perron. David Perron was in there too because he's on that second line. Had to limit it. You had to go all out. And those guys, I'll guarantee you, man, hockey planes are a little bit different than basketball or baseball planes. Hockey planes, guys get on there, they're out. They're sleeping. It's a quick flight to Montreal, so maybe it was just a cat nap, but it's not music playing and card playing. No. Those guys are spent. Football's a lot like that too. They're out. And they got to regroup. Because you sure can't live in the moment right now. Short memories are vital in the world of sports. You can't dwell on the success and you can't dwell on the failures, individually or team-wise. Now, many people will tell you, hey, you're winning. You want to carry over quote-unquote momentum if you believe that that's possible. I'm not necessarily one of those guys who believes that. I think it can happen in a game. Like if a basketball player is in his zone, he feels that momentum? Absolutely. If a football player, if a quarterback is in a rhythm and he's seen things really well, yeah. A golfer in his swing. Going from one game to the next, I think that's a little bit more challenging. Different circumstances, different players oftentimes, different lines that you're playing against perhaps, different conditions. Might see a different goalie tonight, who knows? So the momentum for me in a game like hockey from the Red Wings last night into tonight might be a little bit more challenging. But that was fun stuff last night. If you're trying to tell me that the playoffs don't matter, like a lot of people have said, well, you know, they're in that mode of rebuild. So, you know, are they really going to win it all this year? No, so I'm not sure how much it really matters. Oh, really? Try to tell that to the sold-out Little Caesars Arena. Try to tell me that it doesn't matter when the players are playing that desperately in the third. Tell the coaches that it really doesn't matter that much. Bull crap. Come on, man. You want to make it because you never know. You also want to make it because this is how younger players who haven't experienced playoff hockey learn. You get an opportunity to know what it's like, to get a feel for it. I remember there was a really good story about Wayne Gretzky and Kevin Lowe when they were on the great Edmonton teams of the 80s, but lost in the Stanley Cup Finals to Brian Trottier and the New York Islanders. So when the Islanders were a dominant franchise. And I think it was a game 7, and the Islanders had just won. And Gretzky and Lowe thought that they would be walking by a locker room that is celebratory, screaming, hooping, and hollering. And as they walked by, a lot of those guys were just simply gassed. Unable to take their jerseys off yet. Towels around their neck. Sweat pouring down. Exhausted. And it kind of, you know, a little bit of a bell rung off in Wayne Gretzky's head and looked at Kevin Lowe and said, that's what it takes. All out. How do you experience that if you're not in that moment? You can hear about it, sure. But you have to live it, don't you think? Look, folks, all the things that you do for a living, or all the things that you do, let's say you're a first-time homeowner, and you've got to put something in. You're putting in a new toilet. You're putting in a new garbage disposal. You're putting in a new faucet. If you're not super skilled at it, you have to do it in order to learn about it so you can do it the next time if you have to do it the next time. If you're in business, whatever business you are, and you got a brand new job, you haven't done that yet, you have to do it yourself in order for you to experience it. I don't think it's any different than what's going on in sports and playoff hockey. What you have to do is you have to live through it to truly understand. This is a little different of a scenario, but I'll use it anyway. If you read some of the stories about Caitlin Clark, who was the best college basketball player for the second time in her career, National Player of the Year, all kinds of records, 45 NCAA and Big Ten records set by Caitlin Clark. What are all the pros saying about her after she was drafted number one last night? They're all saying she's going to get a reality check. I'm summarizing here. It's going to be different than her playing against 18 and 19-year-olds. It's going to be different when she plays against true pros every single night rather than maybe one pro on the other team that she's playing against on that night. How is that any different than the Red Wings and some of the young players who have not experienced playoff hockey? I don't think it's any different. I think in order for you to learn from the experience, you have to live through the experience. And that's what the Red Wings hopefully will get the chance. Now, they've got to beat Montreal tonight. They need some help from Philadelphia because Philadelphia's got to beat Washington. And Philadelphia, fortunately for Detroit, is playing for something. I think they'd be out there no matter what anyway. But those are the things that the playoffs, these are what, that's why, how many times did you hear yourself or anybody else say, you know what, I want to play meaningful games, if you're the Tigers, in September. It's steps, right? One step, one small step after another. I want to play some meaningful games in September. The Lions, I just want to be in the playoff hunt in December. Why? Not just for you, but for the players, so they could experience it. If you don't think that playoff push by the Lions last year is going to help them this year, absolutely. It doesn't mean that they're going to win the division. It doesn't mean they're going to win the Super Bowl. But it's absolutely going to help them with their mental state. 866-838-4843. That's the phone number on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan when we come back for hour number two.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.